Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Ottery. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Jeremiah. We're in chapter 31 with verse 19 today. We've titled it, Shamed Was I, Humiliating in My Youth. Humiliating in my youth. Amen. Jeremiah 31, verse 19. For after I turned away, I repented. After I came to myself, I struck my thigh. I was ashamed, even humiliated, because I bore the disgrace of my youth. What do you look back on and regret from your youth? How many times did you use the Lord's name in vain? How many times did you steal from your family, friends, or foes? What was the last straw that broke the camel's back? When did you really strike your knee and say, enough is enough? Jeremiah speaks of this repenting, the absolute truth of knowing God first, living in reality. Amen? Every aspect of your life's disrespect will one day become visible, if not at the judgment day when God separates you from the right and or the left. Something many aren't sure will happen, yet it is told by Christ himself. The Messiah Jeremiah once prophesied about said in Matthew 25 verses 31 through 36, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate from one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who were blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Many have left the faith, seeking comfort in a world of lies, unable to recognize what God gave in his only Son by establishing the church that the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against. We have sought our own way, denying Christ himself by allowing others to thwart your true surrender. It's such a shame to see others deny the faith for the comforts of the world, yet the world will end, and where will you spend eternity? In the valley of death you will see your Maker. What will he say to you? You persevered, you maintained the faith, and love has been given to others by the hope in me you shared, because you repented and believed in the true presence of me, soul, and divinity. Today I'm sharing a picture of a crucifix in Spain. In the monastery of St. Anne and St. Joseph of Cordoba, Spain, a priest rejected a man's confession because of his frequent sinning. And as the priest denied him, a noise was heard from the crucifix, and the right hand of Jesus came down, and the Christ whispered, I am the one who shed my blood for this man, not you. Remember to forgive, just as he forgives all sin. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Kairos 56 coming up in October as we begin our new month here, 19 days away. It's on a countdown now. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church, prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We continue to pray for Deacon Sam's health and his well-being. and praying for special intentions. I cracked a tooth last night, biting down on a prune that had a seed in it, and my back tooth is cracked. It is not aching me, but it does feel kind of funny. We're praying for a relief of pain until I get to the dentist. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Jeremiah 31. It's verse 19, one stanza poem, one-lined ending. It's ongoing. It's titled, Shamed Was I, Humiliating in My Youth. Away turned I, choosing to repent. I finally settled down in truth. Thigh mind struck as I was convinced. Shame was I, humiliating in my youth. Adolescence disgrace bore I as proof. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's September 30th, 2023. Recording this morning at 5:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today, but got busy looking at pictures of my grandchildren. Or at least I was trying to discover them. I found my son communicating with me silently again on Facebook, offering me a rose. I'm hoping that he's reading my messages and coming to terms with forgiveness. I do miss him so. Pray for Alan and Alexandra as I see an opportunity to grow. Let's close at 7-Eleven in Jesus' name. God bless you, John. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Oh, Lord, help my tooth from hurting. Amen.